أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. Well, about the subject of people's participation in Iranian revolution, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "If you win, do not lose your heads. Be strong. You should neither be filled with fear nor be too daring. It is not right now to shout obscenities at the administration. Once again, if we see a foreign devil focusing on our nation, we will act in the same way. The state will be the same and the nation will be the same." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the way people should behave after a revolution. You know, our revolutionary Imam pulled the country out of various problems. He pulled the country out of different morasses with the help of the Islamic Revolution, from the morasses of dependence, backwardness, political and moral corruption, and global humiliation. People were suffering in these models. The country had become dependent, humiliated, and backward. It was held behind. They held the country back in scientific fields, in economic pursuits, technological advancements, on an international presence, and overall in everything. Our magnanimous Imam rahmatullah alayh changed the direction within Iran, so bringing about a profound transformation. He changed the path of Iranian people. He changed the trajectory we were on. He moved us towards lofty goals, those goals which guided us with the help of Imam of the Revolution rahmatullah alayh, and that guided the Iranian society towards revolution were extremely important. The sum of all these goals is the authority of God's religion. The authority of God's religion calls for social justice in real sense of the word. It calls for uprooting poverty, ignorance, and oppression. It calls for preparing a collection of Islamic values. It calls for uprooting social detriments. It calls for providing physical, moral, spiritual health, and scientific progress for the country. It calls for offering national dignity and national and Iranian identity. All these terms are included in the authority of God's religion. It was Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh who moved us towards this path. And this is exact opposite of the path toward which we were being dragged during the time of the Taghut or the Pahlavi era. Thank you very much for listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Every night and every day.